Okay, where are we? I cannot find my paper here. Anybody any idea?
Yeah.
Page?
Page 4 or 5. Line 116. I mean 1116.
That's where I don't find it. Okay, page 4 or 5, line?
1116.
1116.
Okay. 16.
What happened? Why did we end up there? So, there is something here. Okay, I lost the paper.
Now.
Okay, question. What was the third question?
About his use of the planets. To what extent are we to pay attention?
Because the last question you had, the third one.
The fourth one. One was the night, one was the story.
The night.
And the fourth one.
Why the night? Okay, this is the problem. There is the problem. She has a lot of questions. And a lot of them goes back to book one, the beginning. And one of the solutions will be you answer her question. Because you should be able to answer her question. I suggest you arrange some meeting after or before the class to talk about it. Because that's the best help for you to try to recollect and bring out the solution. It will be a good beginning. Are you the only one attending book one? From here?
James. Me too.
Two, okay. So these two will have a lot of questions. Some of them are real questions and you should try to answer. And some of them are not real questions. And you should understand them as well. Because sometimes the question will arise and it's not really a question. It's some claiming, looking from a different angle, having some prejudgment before it and things like that. One of the questions she asks is, why Rumi chooses Nain, this, and what does that mean? This is not a real question. It is. It should stick in your mind. But do not expect to have a definitive answer for that. This is one of the basic methods to understand the symbolic texts. Symbolic texts should talk to you. Means you should get closer and closer to the langage, not the language. The language. And do not dismiss any, because dismissing something is like proving the impossibility of something. This has been one of the most important, famous and main mistakes of all our scientists and philosophers during our history. When they say, this is impossible. For us, impossible does not exist. Impossible is possible. You remember why? Exception. We talk about exception. Impossible means normally it doesn't happen. But Vinoda normally means narrowing your mind. There is no norm. Everything could happen and will happen. There are a lot of stuff that are happening now, and I could prove the impossibility of that 200 years ago. Do you understand how easy it is to prove the impossibility? I remember the discussion about the impossibility of cell phone I had with an expert in the field. The guy's specialty was electronics. He was the top in our country, the best educated, the good graduate of Harvard. We talked about cell phone because that was one of my dreams. I was making as a hobby transmitters, receivers, and stuff like that. And I was thinking about this. And the impossibility was proven to me. Because the cell phone is doing a lot of works simultaneously, the same moment. So you have to have 4 or 5 different machines connected to each other. It cannot be miniaturized. Up to a moment that in another field, data compression was invented. So the cell phone compresses the data and could send it, meanwhile, talk to the tower, do this, do that, do that. You see, the solution was not even in the same field. Philosophically, that's a trap. To say something is impossible, nothing is impossible. You could say that this is more possible, but nothing is impossible. Okay? The same thing, do not dismiss any hint in poetic language. When a clever poet talks, he means a lot. He says few. He chooses, right? So, he will choose one music instrument. You could talk about that music instrument your entire life. I know someone who spent the best part of his life studying something like that, one word in another book, because that's a poetry. Provoking your imagination, right? So when I say nay, what do I provoke? First of all, it's a tube. Tube is what?
Yeah.
Tube is the simplest form to connect, to carry something through, to have a pipe. It's the simplest. And it's a very nostalgic musical instrument. And in Persian language, it means no and not. And at the same time, it means non-existence, something that is not here. Do you want me to go on? I could go on for days. Rumi himself will talk about this instrument a lot, not once. First of all, he will tell you what this name is, the instrument. So you look at that instrument. That's a useless stuff at the beginning because it has knots. So it's not hollow. Those knots which are self... Do you remember the meaning of the knot? The word for knot? Apple. Intelligence. There are some knots over there. I said you have to get rid of knots. How?
Burn them out.
Burn them out with a hot iron. Fire. Fire will burn all of the knots in it, then it will play. It will play? No. It's nothing. The breath, the player. When you're listening, you're not listening to Ney. You're listening to the player. So when you listen to Masnavi, you're not listening to these melodies. You're listening to the guy who has this melody in his mind, right? And he will say, when there is no knots, means there is no resistance in you, that breath will go through you. Remember, the breath is breath that made Adam alive, that one. And then we say, at the beginning, the reed is not that because it has self, selflessness. Faqir, fina. When you are fina, you don't exist. That's the state of that instrument. The instrument is empty, hollow, giving up everything. He will compare it to a very good dervish. All of that is there and should be, right? The best thing you could do not eliminate any. Because digging deeper in a text means adding to it. Not to put something aside. Because if something must be put aside, he will give you the hint. He will say it. Because he knows. He's using a language which is very complicated, and he's the master of it. A very funny language which I don't find a name for it. On the surface is Persian. He will call it Parsi, not even Farsi. But when you read it, you'll find all languages here. And he doesn't care about using this or that. Or that. Sometimes he uses some verses in Arabic, sometimes some words, sometimes references, all of that, right? If you start to eliminate, you're closing the doors to yourself. Open up to all of it. All of it is there. Which one is the major? That's a trick. To find the major. How do you find the major? Major meaning of that word over there. The one that mainly Rumi meant it.
You dismiss the obvious.
Oh, dismissing was not a very good idea.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You put it aside.